Building a company from nothing is freaking hard. Us entrepreneurs are expected to deal with unimaginable challenges and somehow keep a cool head through it all. This is The Art of Entrepreneurship, and I'm your host, Jackie Hermes. I grew my company, Excelity, from 0 to 7 figures with no partners and no funding. The Art of Entrepreneurship is a show where we cut through the BS and dig into what it actually takes to start and grow a company. If you give me your time, I promise it won't be wasted. Now let's get to work.
Hello and welcome back to The Art of Entrepreneurship. Okay, so I had a topic submitted by one of my team members at Excelity a while ago. And when I was thinking about this episode and looking back at my list of potential topics, this one made me laugh because it's so real. So I needed to cover it today. She said, "When I got a job that I didn't feel qualified for at 26, I literally Googled how to look older. I tried to do my makeup differently so people would take me more seriously." I think a lot of us actually know this feeling. If you've ever been the youngest person in the room, or you've ever felt like the least experienced person in the room, or even a new person in the room, which all of us have been there, you know the feeling of needing to prove that you belong. That story took me right back to when I started Excelity. I was 27 and I already had kids at that point. And honestly, I was so tired at that time. I knew I looked older than I was. I remember posting a TikTok video and someone was like, "Girl, you're only," how old was I at that time? Like 32. "You're only 32. You better check your stress." And I was like, "Oh no, I am aging prematurely." Literally, I look back at pictures and I can see that I was getting like 2 fewer hours of sleep at night, less than I am now. I was literally wearing it on my face. And at that time, I used it to my advantage because I knew that I looked older than I did. I really wanted people to assume that I had been doing this forever because I thought it legitimized me. I remember looking at my LinkedIn and thinking, how can I make myself look older? I took my graduation year off and I made my early work history more vague so people just couldn't easily figure out how long I had been in the workforce, and I took like internships off and all of that kind of stuff because I was 27, 28, you know, like a woman in my 20s, and I wanted to seem legit. As a young woman, I was walking into rooms full of mostly men, 20, 30 years older than me, and I was trying to tell them what to do with their marketing. I felt like at that point, I was already at a disadvantage before I even opened my mouth. So I was playing a part. I acted older. I tried to carry myself like I'd been leading companies for decades, and it worked, or I thought it worked. I would die to see what I actually looked like at that time. I probably looked ridiculous, but faking all the time was exhausting. Every single meeting felt like a test, and I was constantly performing. I think so many young founders and professionals, and women especially, do the exact same things. We age ourselves up because we don't want anyone to question our experience. We change how we talk, we change how we dress, we change how our resumes look, all to seem just a little more legit. My question today is, why do we feel like we have to do that? Why do we believe that being young or looking young automatically makes us less credible? We feel this pressure to prove that we're mature before we can be taken seriously. And I think a lot of it comes from the way that business has always looked. For a long time, the people in charge were men, they were older. And frankly, I mean, look at the world right now. A lot of it still looks like that, right? This is what I have learned from now a dozen years of doing this. Authority does not come from your age. It comes from competence. It comes from walking into a room, knowing your craft inside and out, and being so confident in your ideas that people have no choice to listen. If I were my kids, I would say it comes from having aura. Freaking teenagers, I swear. I don't know what they're saying half the time. And I sound so old right now, but whatever. When I started Excelity, I was walking into meetings with business owners who had been running their companies, some for longer than I had been alive. And some of them looked at me like, what in the world is she going to teach me about business? But I think that when you show up prepared, when you've done the research, when you know the business, their competitors, their opportunities, it changes everything. They have no choice but to listen to you and to respect you, even if they don't want to. You don't need to fake experience. You just need to earn respect through the way that you show up. All right, y'all, it's shameless plug time. I want to take a quick break to chat with you about Excelity, my full service marketing agency. For the last 12 years, we've been working closely with B2B software and service companies. Now we are expanding and looking for growth stage companies with a bold vision, but maybe lacking the marketing strategy or resources to get there. Or hey, you might have resources that just aren't working out. We definitely see that all the time. At Excelity, our team gets results and we have a ton of fun doing it. I'm sure you can tell that from listening to this podcast. So if you or someone you know is a fit, check us out at excelitymarketing.com or reach out to me directly on LinkedIn. So I wanted to share the things that have helped me along the way go from faking, like I knew what I was doing, to actually earning the credibility and being able to now show up as myself. One is knowing your craft better than anyone in the room. Preparation kills imposter syndrome. And this goes for a lot of different situations, like public speaking. Preparation kills those nerves. You will always feel more confident when you've done the work. Now, I too have a tendency to want to wing things because preparation is hard. It takes advanced planning, which is hard for a lot of us. But when you prepare, you can really push down that little voice in your head that says you can't do things. Two is stop apologizing for things that are beyond your control. You should not apologize for your age or for your gender, your background, or anything similar. And you should not feel bad about it. You also don't need to soften your ideas or explain yourself before you speak. Just say it. This goes back to, and I'm sure I've shared these tips a million times on this podcast, don't say you're sorry. Say thank you for your patience. There are so many ways that you can replace the word I'm sorry, because 9 out of 10 times, you don't need to apologize for things that, I mean, simply are situations in which people often are not owed apologies. Apologize when you really mean it, right? Three, match people's energy. Don't try to match their years. You don't have to act older or corporate. Again, something I thought that I needed to do that I didn't. When you're working on this, work on being grounded, work on being direct, and work on being unapologetic. I used to ask myself all the time, what would a man do in this situation? Now, any men that are listening, no shade to you, but a lot of men are brought up in situations where you don't feel like you have to apologize or to, you know, bring yourself to the background or to quiet yourself. Work on being grounded, direct, unapologetic. That is enough. Four is use your youth as an advantage. Young people often move faster. Hey, every year I age, I realize that no one really tells you what aging is like. You definitely move faster as a young person. You think differently. Your finger is always on the pulse. You understand how the world is changing in ways that sometimes leaders that have been in place for a long time can't always see. And that is not a negative thing. That is an advantage. Five is remember that credibility is earned. It's not always about how many years you've been doing something, although a lot of people like to think it is. Credibility is about what you've actually done, what you know, what you've learned, how you present yourself, and how you treat others. Eventually, your reputation will precede you in business and in every situation, and how you show up every single day matters. So what do you want to be known for? That is what you should think about when you show up and when you decide how you are going to treat people in every interaction. Today, I think back on the version of me that started Excelity, and honestly, I kind of feel bad for her. Like, she thought that she had to be someone else to be respected, and that is sad. If I could go back, I would tell myself, you do not need to look older or sound older, and you don't need to act like anyone else but your weird, quirky self. You can be yourself and people will like you. You just need to keep showing up over and over and over again until no one can question whether or not you belong in that room. And you keep showing up even when it is hard and even when it is comfortable, because you do belong. You don't have to age into credibility. You earn it by how you show up every single day. All right, that is it for today. I hope that that inspires you to think a little differently about how you show up in rooms when you feel underqualified, whether you are young or whatever age you are, right? If you're feeling imposter syndrome, if you are the new gal or guy or person in town, however you are feeling in the room that you are in, I hope that you consider that you do belong there. And if you keep showing up, no one will question that. If you enjoyed today's episode, please share it with one person that needs to hear this message. And I will talk to you next week. Thank you so much.